this fourth Sunday of Easter is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Our opening hymn was, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." The collect of the day declares, "O God, whose Son Jesus is the Shepherd of the people." The choir sang Psalm 23 with the famous verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." The reading from the book of Revelation proclaims that the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. The gospel hymn was, "My shepherd will supply my need." In the gospel, Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice." The offertory anthem is, "My shepherd is the Lord." The communion motet is, "Shepherd me, Lord." And our closing hymn is, "Savior, like a shepherd, lead us." And the cover of the worship leaflet displays the icon of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, with the Lamb on his shoulders. So if anyone asks us, "What was your worship service about today?" we can clearly answer, "I think it may have been about Jesus being the Good Shepherd." In reflecting on being a shepherd, I want to pose three questions. Who are shepherds? First. Second, how is Jesus a shepherd for us? And three, who is a contemporary, outstanding example of a good shepherd? First, who are shepherds? This past week at Cooperative Metropolitan Ministries, where I serve as the president of the board, we had a meeting and a group of us shared news of two births, a baby born to a member of our staff, and a grandson of a board member who emailed us a picture of her new grandson. A person at the meeting said, "What a joy to have these new babies." Another person said, "That is the beginning of 18 years of responsibility." And a third person chirped in, "It's more than 18 years, it's the rest of their lives." So who are shepherds? Today we salute mothers and grandmothers on this Mother's Day, and all parents. They are shepherds of the lambs who are their children. Parents nourish, protect, and guide them from their infancy to adulthood. What an awesome responsibility. Parents know they cannot perform this role alone. They need support from the entire community, nurses and doctors, child care providers, teachers, coaches, mentors, advisors. Think for a minute of all of the people who help parents bring their children from infancy to adulthood. Social workers, police, community leaders, government officials who create and enforce policies that protect children. All of these people are shepherds caring for the lambs and feeding the sheep. And obviously we should include our faith community here at St. John's and church school teachers who are vitally important, assisting parents and handing on the faith. The faith that we will all profess as we renew our baptismal covenant today. Secondly, we ask, how is Jesus a shepherd to us? The gospel we heard, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, they know who I am." The hymns that we sing today and our prayers proclaim that the risen Christ, who is free from all restrictions of time and place, Jesus then, who is in every molecule that has been created, every planet, every part of the solar system and beyond, every part of this entire universe. Jesus, who is everywhere, is present to each of us personally. Jesus is one of us. He understands our distress because he too, when he walked this earth, was misunderstood, criticized, and despised. But he triumphed over suffering and death and now dwells within us. And we can say at any time, O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, hear my prayer. Today we'll be sprinkled again with water to remind us of our baptism that unites us to the risen Christ. And in communion we will receive the bread and wine, which is the body and blood of Christ. So Christ is present to each of us personally. And thirdly, we ask, who is a contemporary, outstanding example of a good shepherd? And I wish to reflect with you about the life of Jean Vanier, a Christian layman who died on May 7th in Paris at age 90. Emily Langer reports in the Washington Post that Jean Vanier came from privilege as a son of a British monarch's representative in Canada, the Governor General. But his life would not be defined by the establishment, but rather by a restless quest for purpose. After stints in the British and Canadian navies, he considered becoming a Catholic priest, ultimately deciding he was not meant for the seminary. He found meaning teaching philosophy in Toronto. But his life took a new direction in the early 1960s when he traveled to France to see his spiritual mentor, a member of the Dominican Order, then serving as a chaplain at a home for people with intellectual disabilities. At the chaplain's urging, Vanier, then in his mid-30s, began visiting French asylums. He found what he described as a chaotic atmosphere of violence and uproar. Some patients were shackled. Those who were not did little but walk in circles. Especially disturbing to Vanier was their screams. The scene was typical of mental institutions around the world at that time. Underfunded and largely unregulated, they were used indiscriminately to house people with mental illness, intellectual disabilities, dementia, and other conditions or proclivities that made them undesirable to society. In witnessing their suffering, Vanier discovered a profound affinity for disabled people and saw them, he later wrote, as a source of life and truth if we welcome them and put ourselves at their service. He resolved to build a community where people with and without intellectual disabilities would live and work alongside one another as equals. With financial help from his parents and other patrons, Vanier bought what he called a dilapidated house in the French town of Trosly-Brouet, northeast of Paris, initially with no electricity or running water. The first two residents, one mentally and physically disabled by meningitis and the other by encephalitis, came from an overcrowded psychiatric hospital. That house was the first of 154 communities across 38 countries that today form the network known as L'Arche Internationale, French for the Ark that saved Noah and the animals during the flood recounted in the book of Genesis. In 2015, Vanier received the Templeton Prize worth $1.7 million, honoring exceptional contribution to affirming life's spiritual dimension. Michael Higgins, a biographer of Vanier, said that the Vanier family occupied in Canada a place similar to that of the Kennedys among American Catholics. The name had an incredible luster to it, he said, and yet Vanier never invoked privileged status or position. He began his work just as deinstitutionalization, which called for patients to be removed from psychiatric hospitals and integrated into the community, began to take hold internationally. He was at the forefront of a grassroots movement toward that end. Although driven by his Catholic faith, Vanier gradually led the Larches network into ecumenical work. Observers described his theology as one of simple, concrete, tender acts, bathing a fellow human being, dining together, offering a reassuring touch. He found that his work was transformative not only for people with disabilities, but also for their assistants. Assistants often would live in L'Arche communities for a year or two, although some stayed for decades. L'Arche communities today have 10,000 members worldwide. In addition to L'Arche International, Vanier co-founded Faith and Light, a network of support groups for people with intellectual disabilities and their families. He wrote more than 30 books. So today I began by posing three questions. Who is a contemporary outstanding example of a good shepherd? That is Jean Vanier. How is Jesus a shepherd for us? That is through personal and communal prayer. And who are shepherds? And that is all of us. We are all called to be shepherds. Amen.